in the book of Romans, if you go to the eighth chapter, in the book of Romans, and drop down, excuse me, to verse 17, you're going to see some words. So when you have it, let me know. If not, it's on the screen, and I will be reading in the New Living Translation. But just so you know, you should have your word. You can go to it.
Amen.
Romans, starting with verse 17, eighth chapter, verse 17. And the word reads, "And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering.
My Lord.
Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later." And then verse 19. "For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are."
My God.
Amen.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Jesus.
God says a mouthful. Since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, that's a fact, Jack. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. Ooh, 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 ooh. That's greater than Christ. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering. Say, yep, what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. For all creation, everybody waiting to see if this thing is true, y'all. Everybody's waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God just says he wants you to know it's well worth the wait.
My God.
It's well worth the wait.
Yes.
Well worth the wait. Y'all don't have to believe me. Just look at it. There are topics out there all over, quotes people have been making down through history that talk about waiting. You've heard it before. It says if a thing is worth doing, it is worth doing well. I mean, you got to what? You got to wait on it. It says what? Some things in life are what? Worth waiting for. How many could say amen to that some things in life is worth waiting for? And amen. Has anybody had to wait on something?
Amen.
It was my worth God. Waiting for. I don't have to tell you because I've told you before. Meeting, getting together with Sister Rogers was worth waiting for. Oh, I had to let God do it. It was worth waiting for. And I've been with her longer together than I've been without her. So it was well worth waiting for. He said, you usually have to wait for that which is worth waiting for. He said, usually when you want something, you got to wait for it. So somebody know you got a job that you love and you had to wait for it. You got a relationship that you love and you had to wait for it. You got a bank account that you never used to have and now you do and you had to wait for. Oh, somebody ain't talking to me now.
I
know what I'm talking about. Somebody who thought, well, you would never be anything and you didn't count to nobody, but you kept waiting and God has shown you that you are somebody.
Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
Hallelujah. There's thank another phrase out there, another quote out there says, good things come to those who wait.
Those who wait.
Yeah. It's going to come. Amen. Good things. Amen. Not bad things, y'all. Bad things, but good things. It says another quote out there says, details matter. It's worth waiting to get it right. Ooh. Yeah. Sometimes we can't be in a hurry to get what we want. We got to take our time because what? Getting it right is what we have to do. And then just as we talked about it, Sunday school said, patience is power.
Yes.
Patience, worth the wait, worth the wait. Patience is worth the wait. Patience is power. And today we need to understand that it's well, worth the wait. Well, what's worth the wait? The glory of God is worth the wait.
Yes, yes.
The glory of God is worth the wait. Well, let's see what he said. Let's see what the word said. The first thing we need to know in order to understand that it's well worth the wait, we need to know our pedigree. You need to know your pedigree. You need to know who you are.
Yes.
Well, it's in the Word. Right before our text, right before the 17th chapter, the 17th verse, we understand it. We go back up a little bit and look at verses 11 through 15. We'll understand our pedigree. Paul was teaching the Christians in Romans. He said, what? The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Uh-oh, that's the beginning of our pedigree. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. Uh-oh, if you know Jesus, that's your pedigree. Your pedigree is what? In Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Spirit that was raised up now, what? Lives in you. And do I get an amen from anybody? Does the Spirit of God live in you? Jesus. So guess what? If the Spirit of God lives in you,
you
can get rid of African-American, you can get rid of white, you can get of German and Irish, because the only thing that matters is Jesus is in you. Jesus ain't seeing all of that to get to heaven. Jesus only has one question. Am I in you?
Amen.
My God.
We got to live down here. I get it. But all Jesus wants to know is, am I in you?
Yes.
And if you answer yes, then your pedigree is secure. Let me finish. I'm not going to stop here. He said, therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. I don't care what the body says. I don't care what you desire. You ain't got no obligation to what your body does. You got an obligation to the Spirit that's in you. And that Spirit will overtake the body.
Yes.
Amen.
He says, if you live by its dictates, you will die. If you let the body dictate what you do, if you let the body tell you how to live, if you let the body tell you what to say, guess what? He says what? You're going to die.
My God.
He says it right there in verse 13. He said, if you live by its dictates, you will die. And I read New Living Translation. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. That's victory right here. Somebody been telling you gonna die. Tell them again, Sister Marsha. They said, call them in. They were going to die. Hey, they didn't die because the Spirit that was in people who believe in prayer, what? Changed that thing. Oh, somebody said, what? Guess what, Brother Stay? You're going to stay in that bed. It's been a week. But when the saints go to worship, when the saints go to prayer, watch how God changed. He immediately got out that bed. Jesus told him, take up thy bed. And what? It was 38 long years that he laid down there, 38 long years that it seemed that nobody cared. 38 long years, he was the afterthought, not the forethought, but one encounter with Jesus. He said, thank you God. Ain't got to get in the water. Take up your bed and walk.
Amen. Jesus.
Somebody Glory. Just got delivered. You've been Glory struggling for a long time. You've been struggling for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, maybe 55 years, maybe 65, maybe 80 years. But today, take up your bed and walk.
Amen. Jesus. Amen. Oh, God.
Somebody's going to encounter a man at the pool of Bethesda. Somebody's going to encounter a woman with the issue of blood. Somebody's going to encounter somebody who didn't think there was hope. Somebody's going to encounter a leper. Somebody's going to encounter a doubter. Somebody's going to encounter a hater. Somebody's going to encounter a flat-out enemy, and you're going to speak to the enemy, and the enemy going to change Dan's partner. He's going to come over to Jesus' side.
My God.
He can say, there's a better way. I just come to declare to you, don't you ever doubt. Don't you ever not believe what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
My Lord.
But then he says in verse 14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father. So today, if you are a child of the King, shout Abba Father. If you a child of the King, shout Abba Father, because guess what? He has adopted you. That's your pedigree.
Yes.
People spend a lot of money for pedigree. Mm-hmm. We want purebred dogs, and we want certain pedigrees, and we need to be aligned with pedigrees. And the world says in certain countries, you can't be an officer or a king or queen if you don't have a pedigree. You can't run the country or be part of the government if you don't have a pedigree. We even said here, if you ain't got the right heritage, you can't be nobody. You don't know. But that's not what my Bible tells me. So thank you that I know my pedigree.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, it's not just there. Paul said in Romans, but in 2 Corinthians, told them the same thing. 2 Corinthians 6, 17 through 18, he says what? Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Yes. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. The context said, look, stop associating and being like the world. Uh-oh, we got to make a divide. We got to make a separation. You carry my name, you my children, you my sons and daughters. We don't act yes. like that.
Amen. My God.
So see, we argued about the wrong thing. We ought to be telling one another, as children of God, we don't do that. As children of God, we're not racist. As children of God, we're not looters. As children of God, we're not murderers. As children of God, we're not living in secret in the dark and not telling the truth. As children of God, we love everybody. As children of God, we got power to change neighborhoods. As children of God, we got power to change churches that only want to be a certain color. As children of God, we have power over all of that because God is the one who brings us all, and we shall have a Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
So when I go to the word, it ain't about black, white, Asian, and Mexican. It's about Jesus.
Yes.
That's why the rainbow is so wonderful. Mm-hmm. It represents who God is.
Yes.
People can try and hijack it for what they want. No, that don't mean nothing to me. Because you can have rainbow colors. You can have this color, that color. I don't care. Black, green, blue, yellow, sapphire. I don't care. But when I read my Bible, I know what the truth is.
My God.
So I know, do you know your pedigree? Do you know your pedigree? And it don't have to stop there. Go to Philippians, the second chapter, verses 15 and 16. You'll see it again. That what? Our pedigree says what? That we may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse name. And I don't know, if I didn't know no better, when Paul wrote this to the Philippian church, he wrote it to us on August 2nd, 2020, because this is what it says. It said what? That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of.
Amen.
In the middle of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine, what? As lights in the world. Y'all know that what? We like a light that's on the side of the hill.
My God.
They can't put our light out. They can try and cover it. They can try and make you have doubt, but they cannot put our light out.
Jesus
says what? Verse 6, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Your living is not in vain.
Thank you, Lord.
Some of y'all that just brought a song, will my living
be in vain?
Be in vain.
My God.
That's our pedigree, y'all. That's our ancestry, y'all. We sing praise and worship, but some of those old songs, they brought us back. He said what? I won't complain. Said, I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. I've had some hills to climb. But guess what? Through all of it, I won't complain. Our pedigree said, Lord, hold my hand while I what? Run this race. I don't want to run this race what? In vain. Lord, guide my feet. Lord, spoil my tongue. Lord, help me through it all. What? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. What? That saved a wretch like me. That's part of our pedigree, y'all. Holy. That's part of our pedigree, y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
The works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. That's part of our pedigree, y'all. David said, what? The Lord is my.
Yes.
So when we know our pedigree, it'll well be worth the wait.
Yes, God.
I know who I am. That's part of our pedigree, y'all. So if you know who you are, you know that your pedigree comes from Christ, that you are a son and daughter of the King. You are a child. You are an heir, which means you got access to everything that the King has. That's your pedigree, that everything will be all right.
Thank you, Lord.
I wish I could go on and on and on, but God said, that's okay, that's okay, that's okay. There's some more you need to know. The second thing is you need to understand that there's a witness to who you are.
Hallelujah.
See, somebody just going to tell you, no, that's what you say, but I don't think anybody else knows who you are. But that's not what my Bible tells me. And that brings us to our scripture today. It says in Romans 8 chapter verses 16 and 17, he said, there's a witness. He said, look, said, for his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that what? We are God's children. And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share his glory, we must also what? Share his son. Uh-oh, there's a witness. There's a witness. Thank you, Deacon Solomon. The girl, the ladies didn't recognize or want to say anything because they saw you. But when they saw you with your hands lifted up and you were praising God, you didn't have to tell them it was about Jesus. They saw it in you and they started witnessing. They got happy. You didn't have to tell the bird or the bunny rabbit or the butterfly. They came to testify. That's who's in you. You are joint heirs. They're witnesses to who you are.
Yes.
There's a witness, Sister Karen, when you start praying. You what? I call those who believe like I do, and we start praying. There's a witness, Sister Marsha, that you say, you know, wait a minute. I'm not going to fret over this thing. I done turned over to you, God, and now Blake's at home, ain't got to go nowhere. He might not agree, God. But God knows what he's supposed to have at the right time. There'll be a day he goes back, but today's the day he sits still.
Amen. Thank you.
There's a witness, y'all. There's a witness. There's a witness to who we are. Your life is a witness. God does it over and over and over again. He provides everything you need.
My God.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
He sends a word just in time. You don't believe me? Look at Hebrews, the 10th chapter of Hebrews, and verses 22 and 23 says, let us draw near with what? A true heart and full assurance. Not partial, not a fourth, not the eighth, not a half, not three quarters, not 5/8, or 15/16, or 31/32. It says full assurance. What? Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed what? With pure water. Say, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. You might not be faithful. You might have doubt. You might be like Peter on the water. You might look at the storm. But God says what? Having a full assurance that we don't have to doubt. Hold fast without wavering. I am a child of God. It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Hallelujah.
My pastor used to tell me that he tell us every Sunday, you got to know that you know that you know that you know you know that you love Jesus. And if you do that, ain't nothing that can happen to you.
Amen.
So we got witnesses to who we are. You don't have to stop there. If you go to Psalms 34 and verses 8 and 9, he says what? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Look at the confidence that he was saying and writing us. But what I like is in verse 19, where he gave a witness, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ, but the Lord delivered him out of them all.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a truth for somebody.
Yes,
I don't care what you're facing right now. I don't care what it looks like. God will deliver you from them. I don't care if your money is low. I don't care if you got no job. I don't care if they're knocking on your door trying to set you up. God's got something for you. I don't care if the doctor is giving up. I don't care if the medicine ain't working. I don't care if you're losing your hair. God will deliver you from it all.
Oh, God.
I don't care
God.
How much you've been hurt. I don't care how deep the wounds are. I don't care how difficult the scars are. I don't care how many scars you got. But what I do know, God will deliver you all. I saw a man the other day look like he had burnt all over his body. He answered the door and said, I ain't interested in that stuff. He was burnt all over his body. Looked like it might have been self-inflicted. All I know is before I left that door, Lord, in the name of Jesus, heal his wounds and let him know who you are. And I believe that young man is going to feel the presence of God. That's who God is. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many things we going to go through, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you,
because
Lord.
Because I know my pedigree. I can trust God because he created the heavens and earth. Because I know my pedigree, I can trust God because he's kept his promise. Because I learned my pedigree, I know Abraham was 80 and didn't have a baby till he was almost 100 years old. But because I know my pedigree, he still blessed him like the grains of sand. Because I know my pedigree, I know David fought lions and bears. Because I know my pedigree, David was the only one willing to stand up to Goliath by saying, surely the God, surely my ancestor, surely my pedigree would not allow this Philistine giant to defeat me. So I know who I am.
Yes.
Because my pedigree is in Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter that they whipped him all day long. Because my pedigree is in Jesus Christ, doesn't matter that he gave up the ghost on the cross and they were able to put him in a grave. Because I know my pedigree, it didn't matter about the guards guarding the tomb because they thought he would be stoned. Because when it was time for Jesus to get up, the guards were like stone and the stone was rolled away and God got up. He left the clothes so they would have witness that I was here, but now I was dead, but I'm alive. So because of my pedigree, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Got better jobs. Glory. Got more jobs. More money. More people when you don't have money that'll come to your rescue. More people that say, hey, God told me to do this, 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 and this. And more people praying for you that you don't even know. And guess what? When people pray in the name of Jesus, So what is he saying? How is all this? What does all this mean? He said, well, all of that, because of your pedigree and who witnesses to who you are, that means it's well worth the wait. Now, what are we waiting for? See, that's what we got to understand. We're not just waiting for another paycheck or another job or another house. We're not just waiting for more money. We're not just waiting for another relationship. We're waiting for the glory of God. Look at Romans 18 and 19 and look at what it says, 18 and 19. Yet, what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. For all creation is waiting eagerly for the future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Some folks don't think you are who you are. That's on them. Some folks say, oh, you ain't no Christian. You believe in that. That's on them. Somebody saying, look, you the wrong color. That's on them. Somebody say, but you keep making mistakes. That's on them. But my Bible tells me that we shall wait. And when he comes, the suffering that we go through now is going to be nothing compared to God's glory. That means when we see Jesus, the glory is shouting that we take along, that what we will participate in is greater than any amount of suffering that we see now. Oh, when see Jesus, when I can see Jesus, when I can see Jesus and I see him face to face, oh my God, how glorious will that day be when I see Jesus, when I see Jesus, all of my suffering, all of my pain shall be washed away. It's like a mother giving birth to a baby. The labor pains hurt and the time of discomfort hurt. But when they see that baby, all of that is washed away. You ain't seen nothing till you see Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
When I see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When I see Jesus. When I see Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. What a time. When I see Jesus, when you see Jesus, it'll well be worth the wait. When you see Jesus, all the abuse that you took will be worth it. When you see Jesus, all the discredit you took will be worth it. When you see Jesus, all of the pain and all of the suffering and all of the doubt and all of the failures, when you see Jesus, it'll well be. Because when you see Jesus, you're going to see it in his glory.
Jesus.
And when you see him in his glory, 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 when you see him in his glory,
my God,
you'll understand
my God.
What 1 John says, 1 John 3, 1 and 2, hallelujah, when you see Jesus. He said, look what John said in 1 John 3, said, behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us. He bestowed it. He gave it to us that we should be called the Son of God, the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he... Oh, we ain't seen Jesus yet. Y'all know that, right? You felt his presence, his spirit. Spirit is in you, but you ain't never seen Jesus. When you behold Jesus face to face, what a time, what a time, what a time. When you see the Father that died for you, when you see the Father that got up for
Jesus.
You, you see the Father say, look at here, you can be like Thomas. You see my nail prints in my hand. Look at here, you can reach and see the spear marks in my side. Look at here, you can see where the crowns were on my head. Yes, I am he that was dead but is alive. And yes, you up here with me in my kingdom. Yes, when you see Jesus, yes, when you behold his glory, it will make all of this down here seem like it never happened.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Why? Because you're going to see Jesus.
My God.
In his glory. In his glory. In his glory.
Yes.
In his glory. Now can I give you a secret? Can I? When you just sit and meditate on God, when you ask, I just want to be in his presence, you can feel his glory.
Yes.
I'm not talking about when you're thinking and analyzing and try to study. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when all I want to do is just worship you, Lord. All I want to do is be in your presence. I told you I've been in this same place for the last 2 weeks for the purpose that God has it. I don't want to know nothing around. I just want to be in your presence. When I get in the car, just in your presence. When I'm walking down the street, Lord, I just want to be in your presence. I've only been one song he's placed on my heart. Father of glory, just show me who you are. So I've been seeing butterflies, and I've been seeing birds, and I've been seeing frogs, and I've been seeing worms, and I've been seeing grass blades, and I've been seeing things happening, and I'm seeing people smiling, and I'm seeing frowns turn to smile. I'm seeing people say, look, let me show you my whole house. I want to bless you with how good God is. They just walked me all through the house, all corona stuff going out the door. Come on, you can't leave until you see this. You can't go until you see this. You can understand, look at God, because he just wants the presence. They don't want to leave your presence when you're in the presence of God. They just want to hold on to you. They just want to be by you. They just want to talk a little bit longer. They just want to know, what is this that makes you like? And that's the presence of God in his glory. That's yes, where we're going to yes. be. But he gives us his glory right down here.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
So guess what? It'll be well worth the wait. I shared with you last night. He said, well, Dr. Stanley said last week what I said. Last week, when hardship stalks us and we feel at our lowest point, it can bring great comfort to dwell on the fact God never changes and that he will always what? Act on behalf of those what? Who wait on him. Those who what? Amen. Who seek in him. And you know, I've been telling you for a few weeks, Dr. Oswald Chambers said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find you on earth? We all have good faith and good principles and good management, good common sense. But who among us has faith in Jesus Christ? Physical courage is grand. Moral courage is grander. The man who trusts Jesus Christ in the face of terrific problems of life is worth a whole crowd of heroes. I know and love the heroes in the hospitals. I know and love the heroes our first responders. I know and love the heroes on the police force. I know and love the heroes in our nation. But I know and love better the heroes of Jesus Christ who walk in the light, who
My
sing
God.
In the light,
My
who
God.
Preach in the light,
My
who
God.
Teach in the light, who share in the light. What that we want to make disciples of somebody else to know this Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. My God.
Well, worth the wait. Well, worth the wait. What have you been waiting for? What have you been waiting on? What are you still waiting on? I know you want to change your situation. I get it. And you need a change to your situation. Well, are you waiting on Christ? Are you dependent on Christ? I know you need a change because you just all up in anxiety over all the things that are going on and you just don't know which way to turn. Well, who are you waiting on? It'll be well worth the wait. You just need to accept Jesus. You need to turn it over to Jesus. I know that there's confusion on the left and confusion on the right. I know that politics are making us look stupid. I know that politics are driving us crazy. I know that racism is making us sick. I know that doubters are making us sick. I know that haters are making us sick. I know that naysayers are making us sick. Well, who you waiting on? I'm waiting on Jesus Christ. So because I wait on Jesus Christ, naysayer, you can move. Doubter, you can move. Hater, you can move. Because that ain't going to do nothing to change what I believe. believe, because all the rhetoric you give me don't make a difference, because I know what God said, and I know that it's well worth the wait. That if I suffer, let me suffer for Christ's sake. If I die, let me die for Christ's sake. If I'm wounded, let me be wounded for Christ's sake. But as long as it's for Christ's sake, I know that everything will be all right. Because why? It's going to be well worth the wait. It'll be worth the wait if I'm in my grave. It'll be worth the wait if he gets me before my grave time. It'll be worth the wait no matter what time he comes, because I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready for when Jesus comes.
Yes. Amen.
So it's well. It's well worth the wait. It's well worth the wait. So today I invite you, if you want to know Jesus as your personal Savior, it's going to be well worth the wait. Today I invite you, if you know Jesus and you've just been trying to do it on your own, I'm telling you, it's going to be well worth the wait to trust in God. If you trust in his word and you trust in his presence and you trust in his spirit and you trust in his deliverance and you trust in his safety, it's going to be well worth the wait. Today God might be leading you to join this fellowship. That's okay too. Or another fellowship, that's okay. But it's going to be well worth the wait. So every day this week, I want you to fast and I want you to pray as God leads you, to know that it's well worth the wait, that you will be encouraged, that you won't have no doubt, that you won't have to fuss it, you won't have to fight, that everything that comes against you is going to be well worth the wait, because Jesus said, I've got you covered. Jesus said, I go before you. I told him in Isaiah 40, comfort ye my people. But then I told him at the end, Isaiah, tell him, they that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings of an eagle. They shall run and not get fit. They shall walk and not get weary. They that wait upon the Lord. So wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord.